Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hi, Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our customers. Dan says, I can attest to their quality customer service and their commitment to delivering an unmatched customer experience. I have personally purchased my last 10 vehicles from Miracle Motor Mart, and if my extended family is included, that number jumps up to over 28. Sincerely, Daniel Horgan, Mayor of Akron, Ohio. Miracle Motor Mart, where we treat everybody like the mayor.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is looking for listeners like you to serve as parish ambassadors. Parish ambassadors work with your parish team to provide AM 820 bumper magnets and prayer cards. Be a disciple of Christ and help us spread the news of Catholic Radio in your parish. If you would like to serve as St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 parish ambassador, contact the St. Gabriel Radio office or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
And welcome back to Walt Plank Field. At halftime, St. Charles leads Northwest by a count of 7-3. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf. Let's talk about Walt Plank for a second. Do you have memories of that guy?
I sure do. You know, Walt is a fixture in the south end of Columbus with Plank's Cafe down there on Parsons Avenue. And his son, Tommy, now runs it. Well, Tommy went to school at St. Mary's High School.
Right.
And, of course, he was in the last graduating class of St. Mary's High School. And when Tommy played baseball, I happened to be the bat boy for that St. Mary's High School, and I would have gone to St. Mary's, but they closed St. Mary's down. Of course, we all went to Worley, and I mean, I had a
you closed that one down too.
Yeah, my family's had a record of closing Catholic schools. We closed St. Thomas Aquinas High School, Worley High School, St. Mary's High School, and other than that, they didn't let us in anywhere else. We'd have closed it down too.
You know, when I think of Walt Plank, though, I think of the undying passion he had too for the Cleveland Indians. He was the Ron Santo of the Cleveland Indians. This is the year. Every year when I would host the Indians caravan, he was always so upbeat and excited about the campaign and the season. You know, I remember him thinking that Tom Candiotti was the answer, and I said, what's the question if he's the answer? But I mean, he was such a great guy.
Yep.
Giving of his time and his gifts too, and I think it's only apropos that this field is named after Walt Plank, and God bless the Plank family for all the great work they've done down through the years.
Well, you know, there's still some Planks that go to school here, and the grandkids and stuff, and so it's a traditional name from the south end of well, actually the east side of Columbus, if you will, but it's business in the south end, and between Walt and Willie, the two brothers, they are legends in Columbus, Ohio, and they're wonderful men and had wonderful families.
And I know they listen to the games at times on AM 820 as well, too. I'm thinking if we talk about it enough, maybe we'll get some food from Plank's up
there. Hey, a nice works pizza from Plank's. I'm telling you,
there's
got as good a pizza as anybody in the city of Columbus. If you haven't been down there for their pizza, it is outstanding.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers from the first half of this contest. Northwest had 0, the empty set in total offense after one quarter. At halftime, they have 60 yards of total offense, 23 plays, 60 yards on the ground, 4 first downs, 7 penalties for 35 yards, 2 turnovers for St. Charles, 90 yards of total offense, 51 rushing, 41 passing. They had 7 first downs. They had 3 penalties for 20 yards, no turnovers. I'm trying to think, in the first half, Fennell attempted only one pass, didn't he? He was 0 of 1 passing. He had 7 carries for 3 yards. But this is a guy that can throw the football. So I'm a little mystified why they've not tried to at least throw it a little bit. They mix it in, but when you only try it once, I don't even think that's a mix.
It's not a mix. No, that's not a mix. And what they're doing is they're really playing into St. Charles' hands because they're running the ball inside the tackles, and that's the strength of the St. Charles defense is their front four and their inside two linebackers. And so, you know, when you put your best kids up front, you've got a chance to play mano a mano, and you can stifle that running attack. St. Charles is in this game at 7-3, and that's what we said in the pregame.
Sure.
If they can stay in this game long enough to get a little, just a little sense that they can win this thing, it might excite them enough to actually do it. And that'd be great for St. Charles. They could pull this baby out.
Davion Johnson in the first half, 11 carries, 50 yards. McGowan passing, 4 of 10, 41 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Fix, 3 catches for 29 yards. Scoring for St. Charles in the second quarter was McGowan, a 6-yard pass to Fix. Anderson with a PAT. And it was a 6-yard pass, and with 5 seconds evaporating off the clock during that mini drive after the turnover, it was 7-0 St. Charles. The Northwest would come back with a Donatelli field goal of 40 yards. That was a 9-play, 40-yard drive that took 3:58 off the clock. And that's where we stand here at halftime, 7-3. St. Charles not going anywhere with a mark of 2-7 on the campaign, but Northwest at 6-3, 11th in Division 4, Region 15. They have a mathematical chance, but they need the exact perfect storm to happen. 8, 9, and 10 above them all have to lose, plus more of their wins have to win than their opponents. So that's asking for a lot, and probably a 1 in 2,500 shot, to be honest with you. But mathematically, they're still alive. But not looking good for them here at halftime. Very quickly, Larry, before we throw it back to Ryan Baker and the gang of the studio. At halftime, if you're Bob Jacoby, what do you tell your team right now?
Stay the course. Keep playing field position defense. You got to get us a couple more turnovers. We have to get the ball on the short side. We have to be able to punch it in. Everybody knows their offense is hurting because they don't have their best skilled players. Just stay the course. If you throw a shutout, you'll win this game. If you throw a shutout, come on, defense. We got to throw a shutout. Offense, we've got to be opportunistic. We got to take it in when we get it on the short side. We got 14-3 could be a winner.
And on the other side, if you're Joe Harbor, the first-year head coach, but a guy that won a state championship in 2011 when he was at Norway in a game that I actually covered, what do you tell your Indians at halftime?
Well, first of all, you're still in it, and you've been your own worst enemy. You've turned the ball over twice on the short side of the 30. Okay, not even short side of the 50, short side of the 30. You've had numerous penalties. It's like you were sleepwalking in the first half. If you just get your head cleared and do the things you do without jumping off sides and those kinds of things, you could win this game.
Just a reminder, you are listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20, Randy Reinhardt, alongside Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, and Greg Savaldi. We're going to throw it back to the studios here, where Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran and company are standing by. Todd Bell with a review and preview of Ohio Dominican football as well, too. About 16 minutes away again from the kickoff, the start of the second half. At the break here, 7-3, St. Charles leads in Northwest. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led for each newly diagnosed patient. For the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
Set
7-3 is the score at half of the CCL football game of the week. Final CCL football game of the week of the regular season. Don't worry, though. We'll be with you throughout the playoffs as well. Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Hey, just a reminder, after the game, get all of the scores with the AM 820 scoreboard show presented by This Week Sports. Myself, Lee Cochran, will be here talking to all the coaches and the players from the area and hopefully getting you updated on what's going on. A lot of games tonight with huge playoff implications. We'll talk about some of those here at halftime as well, as I'm joined by Lee now. And Lee, any thoughts on the first half of this St. Charles Northwest game?
Well, when you look at the records with Northwest, I guess you look at it and say a little bit surprised, but with Northwest, they're 6-3. All six wins have come over teams with winning records. All three of their losses against teams, all six of their victories over teams with losing records, and the three losses against teams with winning records. So, I thought all along St. Charles, maybe Coach Wolf was right. They've played a lot of tough teams. And they're kind of getting a little bit of a groove, as they've been talking about that for whatever reason. But, maybe this is one where, St. Charles gets a big win, close regular season, and, build that little bit of momentum. Coach Wolf talked about, give them a couple weeks off, a little bit of time off. Then you get in a weight room and you start, just building on this, and let's see where it takes us next year.
Yeah, it could be one where they're, fighting at the end of the season. Plus, they lost three key members of their team last week in that game against DeSales. Maybe it's something where the troops are rallying together here and trying to win one for those guys. But St. Charles having a pretty good first half here. Let's get you updated on what the other area Catholic teams are doing here in Week 10. All of them playing to this evening. DeSales has a 14-0 lead over Mount Vernon. Joe Arnold with a 35-yard touchdown catch. And Alonzo Booth with a 50-yard touchdown run. And a couple things in this one, Lee. One, Alonzo Booth has broken the single-season rushing record of Matt Stewart for DeSales back in 96, and then DeSales has also broken a record that happened back in 1994, the most points in school history in a season.
And what else?
What else?
What else? What's DeSales on the verge of?
Oh, the undefeated season as well, ninth ever in school history.
It's adding up to a special season for the Stallions, isn't it, Ryan?
Well, it looks that way, and DeSales obviously here in Week 10, they want that undefeated season for sure, but they've got for sure state title hopes on their mind.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. They can do, they're just so powerful at this point. And, they're going to be a tough out. I mean, let's say it like it is. They're probably Central Ohio's best hope. Hartley's in that mix, and two CCL schools, DeSales, they're just mowing everyone down. It's been impressive.
And in fact, as we're talking, they have scored again to close out the first quarter, so it's 21-0 in that ball game all over Mount Vernon here this evening. Waterston has a 13-7 lead over Wenton Woods. The Eagles trying to end the season with two wins in a row. This isn't something we talked about on the preview show, but the offense showing some life. Coach Bajelic taking back over the play calling duties here the last couple weeks, and the Waterston offense has shown a little bit.
Yeah, but they have periods where they show a little bit. It just hasn't been consistent enough. Last year wasn't consistent enough, and they still had that dynamite defense that got them into the playoffs, got that first round victory, and they just hadn't been able to put it together this year. If they can close it out with a win, see what happens. But, maybe that's something they work on, just open it up a little bit more. But it's the guys you have. They've been in this system for a while. It's tough to change gears. But at some point, you've got to do something to, just get that offense on track.
Yeah, if nothing else, just do something different for the sake of doing something different. But Waterston with that halftime lead over Wenton Woods tonight. Hartley 41-6, they lead reigning Sports Academy, and I think the only surprise here, Lee, is maybe that the Thunder have scored.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Yeah, I didn't see that happening. But, we've talked to, Coach Birchfield, and he said, he just wants that 10th game. This game doesn't count in the playoff ratings. So it's pretty much a bye week, but he'd rather get the guys out there instead of a bye week. Starters are going to play quarter and a half, no more than half of that game. Get the younger kids in, get the backups in. And it's a good thing to do. It's good to get them in there. But, Hartley, boy, just – Could you imagine them being a five seed and, you know, you get four seed, you get a home game, you're all fired up, then you got the defending state champion coming your way?
Let's be honest. Nobody wants to play Hartley as a one seed, but then you got to play them, you know, as they're a five seed. I mean, that's not even right.
No, and you know, Brad, I'd almost like to see him go on the road. You know, I mean, nothing against, you know, I love the stadium out there at Hartley, but it would just be fun to just see them go out there and showing up, and some teams gonna be sitting there going, all right, we can handle this, and just to see how Brad rallies them up, it's gonna be a fun week.
Absolutely, Reedy fighting for their playoff lives. Taking on Fayetteville tonight. Both of those teams are ninth in computer points right now in their respective regions in Division Six, but it's all Reedy so far. Devin Dukes took the first play from scrimmage to the house. Dukes has two more touchdown runs, three on the evening, 21-0 for the Silver Knights. It really seems like Bishop Reedy, as the season has gone along here, has really found an offensive stride, and they're moving the ball well.
Well, I mean, they've won 5 of 6. You know, it looks like they'll go 6 of 7. You know, the only stumble is that, obviously, that game against Hartley. But, yeah, you talk about the offense. I mean, they're at, you know, you take away the Hartley game, they're averaging, you know, a little over 40 points a game. Yeah, that offense is good. And, you know, with Hartley, you know, with Reedy, you can't throw that game out. But, you know, they got to play it. It's a league game. But, you know, Reedy's just not on their level. Yeah, and so they play it, but when, you know, Reedy gets on teams of their level, you know, I mean, they're doing a dynamite job so far.
Devin Dukes at 225, 230 pounds is a load for anyone to stop, let alone smaller schools at Division Six, Division Seven levels.
Yeah, but you look at Reedy's three losses. They lost to Whitehall, who very well could be a Division Three playoff team. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, they're undefeated, obviously. And Hartley, you know, those are all teams with, you know, 7-2, 7-2, and 9-0. You know, so it's a tough go, but if you're going to lose those games, Reedy's done what they had to, and that's win the games they need to win. And they're putting themselves in a position for a playoff berth.
I remember Coach Cross saying at the beginning of the year, if they went 7-3, he thought they would get in and they could make some noise in the playoffs, and it looks like that may happen for the Silver Knights. Kyle Gibson had an early touchdown run for Newark Catholic, but it's been all Watkins since then. Watkins Memorial at the half leads the Green Wave 14-7. The Green Wave already in, but looking to grab a home game in that Division Six Region 23, but tough sledding so far against Watkins.
Well, yeah, and again, you look at that, and you know, Watkins Memorial is a Division Two team. You know, and you've got, you know, Newark Catholic at Division Six. It's you know, in size wise, it is a mismatch. But, you know, I think this so far still is a little bit surprising. I figured Newark Catholic would win this game.
DeSales, as we're talking here, Joey Velasquez just intercepted a pass, took it 71 yards to the house, so they're up 28.
And we might want to quit talking, because as we talk, DeSales keeps scoring.
Mount Vernon would appreciate that. You mentioned Whitehall Lee. They have a 34-6 lead over Fisher Catholic. And again, I think in this one, unfortunately, the only thing that's maybe surprising is that Fisher Catholic has a touchdown.
Well, yeah, again, you know, you look at Whitehall, and, you know, they, because of what they have to do in the Mid-State League, and they have the crossover games, they don't count in the standings, but Whitehall is fighting for a Division III berth, and they're playing a 1-8 Division VII team. There's no help coming there. I mean, you know, they just got to cross their fingers and hope for the best at this point.
Yeah, not going to get a lot of points from the Irish tonight. A couple other games real quick in the area that have some big playoff implications. Of course, last night, Pickerington North looks like they locked up their spot in the Division I playoffs with that 28-21 overtime win over Gahanna. A huge one in the Licking County League. Both teams in the playoffs, but they're both undefeated at the half. Johnstown has a 28-14 lead over Heath. Dublin Jerome has a 7-2 lead over Kilbourne tonight. Bexley leads Grandview 14-6. Licking Heights is beating Licking Valley 28-0. Lancaster 14-0 over Reynoldsburg. Upper Arlington 14-0 over Kaufman. That one a little surprising to me. Olentangy 14-0 over Westerville Central tonight. Franklin Heights and Newark are tied right now. And as I look through, New Albany has a 14-7 lead over Groveport, and Olentangy Orange is beating Westerville South 7-0. In a shocker, Westerville North has a 7-0 lead over Liberty. Real quickly, anything in that catch your eye real quick?
Well, you said it's a shocker. Upper Arlington winning 14-0. I think the last four games have been decided by a touchdown there, and six of the last seven within 10 points. You know, Dublin Kaufman got a little bit of, you know, adversity thrown their way this week with Coach Crabtree. He's going to be suspended if they're in the playoffs for two games, you know, for recruiting violations. Dublin schools came out pretty hard against that ruling, and that was, you know, a strong show of support for Coach Crabtree. But, you know, you get that going, and you're looking and you're saying, you know, how's that going to affect? But, again, Kaufman's in the playoffs. Arlington has to win. If Arlington doesn't win, Lancaster's beating Reynoldsburg. Lancaster likely would jump Arlington. The playoffs start right now. We can get Joe Cutler on the phone, he'd say as much to us that the playoffs start tonight for Upper Arlington.
Yeah, huge game for Arlington in that one. We'll keep you up to date on that one throughout tonight. And also, don't forget the AM 820 scoreboard show. Stay tuned right here to AM 820 after the game. Get all the scores. Don't forget you can tweet your scores at us at AM 820 scoreboard and check out our website, am820scoreboard.com. Ohio Dominican with a big win last week. Panthers play-by-play man Todd Bell stops by now to tell us all about it.
The Ohio Dominican football team, Ryan, are going to embark in their final road trip of the season on Saturday as the Panthers will take on the Walsh Cavaliers in North Canton. This will be the 11th all-time meeting between the two teams, which is the most times ODU has matched up against one opponent in program history. Panthers are coming off a 38-28 victory last week against Northern Michigan. That is now three straight wins overall and four consecutive on the road going into this weekend. Overall, the Panthers have won 20 straight games against unranked opponents on the road. A week ago, ODU set a season high in total yardage with their victory over Northern Michigan, racking up 539 yards. Grant Russell completed his first 20 passes of the game, finished 31 of 35 for 384 yards and four touchdowns, en route to being named the GLIAC Offensive Player of the Week. E.J. Colson was a threat in the running and in the passing game as he carried the ball 24 times for 93 yards and a score while catching five passes for 76 yards and another touchdown as well. Wide receiver Corey Contini, who has been outstanding over the last few weeks, set a career high with 11 catches. He also had 171 yards, a 64-yard touchdown catch. And following the game, he spoke about the play of quarterback Grant Russell.
Grant, he's done a great job all year, especially today. Came out, he threw how many, four touchdowns. Yeah, he's been doing a great job leading our offense. We're trying to go quick on all of our stuff. We have different cadences for all of our plays, so he does a good job of, you know, manning everyone down and make sure everyone knows their assignment.
Panthers are averaging 39.3 points per game during their three-game win streak, and over the last four games, the offense is averaging 456 yards per contest. Also during that stretch, the defense is allowing just 334 yards per game, nearly 60 yards fewer than they surrendered per game in the month of September. This week, Ohio Dominican will take on a 1-7 Walsh Cavalier squad. That lone win came last week, 24-21, over their rival, Malone. And appearing on Thursday night's Inside Panthers Football from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, head coach Kelly Cummings, despite the foe being just 1-7 this week, knows that the Panthers will be in for a dogfight.
They are a scrappy football team. And you know, my big thing is I think it dates back to the Coach Dennison years when they had he instilled a great football tradition at that school. You can talk about NAI, all that stuff. I do not care. They won games, and he fostered a good environment, a good tradition, and that doesn't die overnight. And yeah, since they've been in Division II, they haven't had some success the last couple of seasons, but, you know, the ability for what those kids have handed down, playing hard, being scrappy, being competitors, you know, they're not going to lay down. I mean, they have a good tradition there. You know, you go over and you play Lake Erie, some of those schools that don't quite have the tradition, you get in front of them and they lay down for you. And at no point will, you know, Walsh lay down for you. It'll be a tooth and nail fight.
You can catch all the action of the Panthers and the Cavaliers Saturday right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. We'll get everything started with our pregame show that'll start at 11:30. Kickoff between the Panthers and Cavaliers will come at noon. Ryan, ODU and Walsh tomorrow right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Todd, thanks a lot for that. We look forward to hearing you on the call of Ohio Dominican football tomorrow here on AM 820. 7-3, St. Charles leads Northwest in the CCL Game of the Week. Let's head out to Walt Plank Field now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the second half.
And St. Charles, Ryan, will receive...